All right, now we're all awake. And now what time is it? It's election time. Yes, indeed. All right. Well, earlier today, you heard the report of our nominating committee. We have the offices of second vice president, secretary, and five board members. So, without any delay, let us begin. The person who is nominated from the nominating slate for the position of second vice president is Gabe Griffith. Do I hear any nominations from the floor for the office of second vice president? One more time. Do I hear any nominations from the floor for this office of second vice president? And finally, do I hear any nominations from the floor for the office of second vice president? The motion has been made that nominations cease and that Mr. Griffith be elected by acclamation. It's been seconded. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, say nay. Or no. Or niet. That was for our president. Abstentions, thank you. All right, Mr. Griffith, would you like to say a word? Very good.
Oh, he needs to get to
Somebody needs to get Gabe a mic.
Can we get a microphone to Gabe Griffith? He's in the back.
All right, they're telling me I only get one word, so I'm going to just say thanks.
All right, we will now move on to the office of secretary. The nominee from the nominating committee was Artis Bazin. Do I hear nominations from the floor for the office of secretary? Once again, do I hear nominations from the floor? And finally, do I hear nominations from the floor? It's been moved that nominations be closed and that Ms. Bazin be elected by acclamation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. Abstentions. Congratulations, Artis. Would you like to say a word?
Yes.
Artis, if you can stand up so that our mic runners can see.
Well, thank you to all of you, and I'll do my best. Thanks.
Thank you, Artis. And now we will move on to our board positions, and I will try from memory to do them in alphabetical order, and if somebody catches me, please let me know if I make a mistake. For the first board position, the committee placed the name of Sarah Harris. Are there any other nominations from the floor? Are there any other nominations from the floor? And third time, are there any nominations from the floor? It's been moved and seconded. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, say no. Abstentions. Motion carries and Ms. Harris is elected. Would you? And Sarah, will you favor us with a few remarks, please?
Of course. I'm on my way.
You should get your Fitbit on.
Hello, everybody. I just want to say thank you very, very much, and I promise to do the best job I possibly can.
Very good. The next nominee for a board position is Pamela Metz. Are there any other nominations from the floor? Any nominations from the floor? Last call for nominations from the floor. It's been moved that nominations be closed and that Pam Metz be elected by acclamation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Abstentions? Pam is elected. Pam, would you like to say a few words?
Yeah.
Almost there.
Okay, I said I'd say one word, so thank you.
You guys are making this easy for me.
Really?
All right, we'll move on to our third board position. And the name that has been placed in nomination by the committee is Linda Perrell. Are there other nominations from the floor? Again, are there any other nominations from the floor? Last call, are there any other nominations from the floor? Hearing none, I will accept a motion to close nominations and... So it's been moved to close nominations and seconded and to elect by acclamation. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Abstentions? Congratulations, Linda. You're back. And if we can get a microphone to Linda.
Linda, can you raise your hand, please?
Thank you, everyone. It's such a privilege to have this opportunity to serve on the CC board once again. I promise not to let you down.
Oh. And we're going to move on to our fourth position, and that is the position, the person named for that position is Robert Wendt. Are there any other nominations from the floor?
Karen, how is
that last name pronounced? Schrader. The name of Karen Schrader has been placed in nomination. Are there any other nominations from the floor? Are there any other nominations from the floor? Is there a motion the nominations be closed?
Mm-hmm.
And it's been moved and seconded?
Second.
All right, all in favor of closing nominations say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. Nominations are closed and we move on to the election. Do we have ballots?
Yes, we do.
We do have ballots. All right. Here are the instructions for the ballots. Each of you with a red...
Order, please.
I will give the instructions. The rest of you do not need to do so. Thank you. All right. All of those in the room, in order to vote, you must have a dot, and you must be wearing your badge with a dot on it. All right. So... each of you will be receiving a ballot. If you are voting for Mr. Wendt, leave your ballot intact. If you are voting for Ms. Help me with the last name again?
Schrader.
Then tear off one corner of the ballot.
Yeah.
Oh, speech? I'm sorry. Yes. I stand corrected. Ain't it nice to be human? Yes, all right. Mr. Wendt, who are your seconding speeches tonight? Who will be giving your seconding speeches? Linda Perrell and Kim Metz. And Ms. Schauer, who will give you... Schreier. I'm going to get it right eventually.
Schrader.
Thank you. Ms. Schrader, who will be giving you your seconding speeches?
Jeff Tom
and...
And
Joni Apache. All right, then Linda Perrell, and again.
How much time, Frank?
Pardon?
A total of five.
Each person has a total of 5 minutes for both speeches altogether. So.
Do we have somebody who's going to stop watching?
I've got my iPhone here.
Okay.
Give me a second here.
Yes. Linda Perrell, and then Ken Mintz.
Linda, would you raise your hand so she can find you?
And then
Ken Metz, raise your hand.
And then Peter, tell us when you're ready.
I'm ready.
Okay, Linda, you ready to go?
Start when
she starts.
When she starts.
Okay, Linda, as soon as you start, we're ready to go.
If you guys will just please stop saying ready, then I'll know that it's ready. Anyway, okay. So, all right, I'm speaking on tonight for Robert Wendt. I've known Robert for several years. We have served together through many sessions of nominating committee. I'm sorry, resolutions committee. Getting loose here. Resolutions committee. Well into the night, and Robert has, we called him the camel because he always drank all the water in the room. And he is a clear thinker. He contributes to that committee and has also been the chair of the scholarship committee for several years and is still an active member of that committee. In addition, he has served as president of his local chapter and is very active in his position at Long Beach State. So I encourage all of you to vote for Robert.
Okay, and Peter, how are we doing for time?
We got 3 minutes and 52 seconds left.
3 minutes, 52? Okay, Ken, you have 3 minutes, 52 seconds.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Robert Wendt is now going for his fourth and final term as a board member for the California Council of the Blind. He started out, obviously, at least 6 years ago in doing this work. He started working on the scholarship committee. He's attended several of the rehabilitation council sessions. And he's always been active in doing that type of work since he is a career counselor at Cal State Long Beach. As a counselor, a career counselor, Robert knows exactly what it's like to be able to work with the scholarship folks. He understands what the students are looking for, what their needs are, and which ones he feels through a lot of the assessments that he's done over many years at Cal State Long Beach in choosing the right people and those that hopefully will also become members of the California Council of the Blind. Robert has dedicated many years, and he blames me for being on resolutions because I talked him into it one time when I was doing that, and he's been on it ever since. He has chaired resolutions. He has co-chaired resolutions. He's stayed up and found out what I meant by 3 and 4 a.m. And it does take that. Robert has a lot of resilience. He has a lot of knowledge. He has a great understanding of the vocabulary that's required in resolutions. And that is the mainstay of what CCB is going to need in order to move forward into the new era of this organization. Robert is willing to go forth with the nuances of what occurs here in the California Council of the Blind. He believes in it, and I'm asking you to please vote for Robert Wendt to allow him to demonstrate his last term as a board member for this time around, and also allow him to have his final opportunity to be a big part of continuing the scholarships for our new young members to be. Thank you.
All right, now we will hear the speakers for Karen Schrouder, and we'll start with Jeff Tom, and Peter, just let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready.
Peter's ready. And we need to get a mic to Jeff Tom. Oh, are you coming?
Can I go back where I was?
No, you can come back.
I'm going to go back where I was.
Good evening. Thank you. I haven't been up here nominating anybody in quite a while. But I felt compelled to do so today because As I will explain to you, I think Karen Schroeder is the type of new leader we need to produce for the change that's coming to CCB. And we definitely need new leadership to keep this organization thriving and to maximize our potential. So why is it that I believe in Karen Schroeder? She is the chapter president of my chapter. She is truly the best president that I think my chapter has had in, I can't even remember when. And I've gone through a lot of presidents and a lot of good ones. She currently works for the Department of Rehabilitation, and with the department, she has performed several jobs. She has been a rehab counselor. She has been a trainer. And as a trainer, it takes an eye to detail, and it takes patience. And Karen has both of those attributes. And she now works as an analyst on a grant program that the department runs. As president, she has been as inclusive and open and willing to engage all of us as any president I can remember. She makes sure that everybody has a place and everybody has a role in the chapter. She has very frequent board meetings and is always able to bring back board recommendations to our chapter so that we can administer our chapter in the best way possible. She knows that she has a learning curve on this board if she is elected, but she is a quick study, will learn rapidly, and will contribute soon in a way that I am confident will lead to a better CCB. So I urge you to elect Karen Schroeder as a new board member for our organization. Thank you.
Thank you, Jeff.
Johnny?
And Peter, how much time is
left? 2 minutes and 50 seconds.
Okay. All right. Joni Patchy, you have 2 minutes and 50 seconds left.
Okay. Karen Schroeder has a lot of energy. You guys need a lot of energy because you got lots of work to do. And you don't ask a busy person to do it, you won't get anybody to do it. So Karen Schroeder also has a lot of integrity. And she also can get really mad. And it's a good thing, because sometimes you guys need to get someone to get mad at you, right? So do we all. We all need to know what we're doing right and what we're doing wrong. And Karen's a really good judge of that. I think that's what you need. I think if you vote for Karen, you will have a really, really successful year.
All right, thank you all for your fine speeches. Again, we will now distribute ballots. And once again, if you are voting for Ms. I'm sorry. There. Once again, if you are voting for Mr. Wendt, leave your ballot intact. If you are voting for Ms. Schauer, then Schroeder, I will get it. I'll get it. I just have my tongue is just a slow learner, that's all. Then tear a corner off your ballot, and if you have not yet received your ballot, raise your hand so that the people passing out ballots will see that.
We're going to make our way around the tables to give everyone.
Those of you who are passing out ballots, remember the person must be wearing a badge with a dot on it. All right. All right, if I can... Okay.
We don't have them up here.
Is...
Okay, so, but we can still go ahead.
We're still getting ballots passed out, yes. The ballots are on their way.
Yeah, let's go ahead and start.
All right, I need the list of... Pam. Pampology, I need your list of delegates.
Sorry.
Here it is. Thank you. Okay. All right. If I can have order while the ballot voting continues, I will proceed with the roll call portion of the vote. Order, please. All right. ACB Capital Chapter.
I am.
All right. And you have 7 votes, Capital Chapter.
If you didn't get one, can you raise your hand, please?
8 votes. Okay. Oh, yes, I stand corrected. That is 8 votes. Thank you. I was reading the wrong number. All right.
No, not yet.
Yes. Thank you. Is the delegate from ACB Capital Chapter ready?
Did anyone else not receive one? If you didn't get a ballot, please raise your hand.
Okay.
Thank you. All right. Karen yeah. Schrouder, are you ready to vote? Okay, is the delegate for Capital Chapter ready to vote?
Yes.
Okay, you have 8 votes. Eight votes for Schrouder, 0 for Wendt. Oh, so zero for Wendt, 8 for Schrouder. Excuse me. Active Blind Inland Valleys. Ed? Two votes for Wendt, 3 for Schrouder. All right. Bayview Chapter.
Bayview Chapter casts 10 votes for Karen Schrouder.
0 votes Wendt, 10 votes Schrouder.
Well, I mean, it is.
You know what? You put the runner up, you put the person on the ballot first.
Yeah, you put the nominee first, and
you know what? This is, it doesn't hurt anything.
Okay, Braille Revival League of California.
Braille Revival League of California.
Okay. Is Mike Keithley in the room? Okay, Mike,
cast
your vote for Braille Revival League of California. Five votes for Wendt, 0 for Schrouder. California Council of Blind Students. Zero for Wendt, 5 for Schrouder. California Council of Citizens with Low Vision.
5 votes for Schrouder.
5 votes for Schrouder. Those of you who are collecting ballots, please do pick up ballots. And if you have not yet had your ballot picked up, raise your hand so they can see you.
Now, remember, Frank,
our people have not done this before. So have they need to know that people need to put the ballots themselves in the box.
Okay, so they're coming around with the box.
Are they coming around with the box?
Yeah, they are.
Yes.
Okay, so the folks collecting ballots are coming around with a box, so you get to put your own ballot in the box. Okay, California Library Users of America.
Five votes,
Robert Wendt. 0 votes, Schrouder. Contra Costa Chapter. One vote went for Schrouder. East Los Angeles Chapter. Four votes went, 3 votes Schrouder. Fresno Chapter. One vote went for Schrouder. Glendale Burbank Chapter. Three votes went to Schrouder.
Yes, up here.
Of course.
Golden Gate Chapter. Excuse me, sorry. Golden State Guide Dog Handlers, Incorporated. 0 votes went, 5 Schrouder.
Does anyone else still have their ballots? If so, please raise your hand.
Greater Bakersfield Council of the Blind. 0 votes went, 5 Schrouder. Greater Long Beach Chapter. 5 votes went, 0 Schrouder. Greater Los Angeles Chapter. 5 votes went, 0 Schrouder. Inland Empire Chapter. 5 votes went, 0 Schrouder. Orange County Chapter. 5 votes went, 0 Schrouder. San Diego Braille Club. 4 votes went, 1 Schrouder. San Francisco Chapter. 4 went, 3 Schrouder. San Gabriel Valley Chapter. 8 votes went, 0 Schrouder. Silicon Valley Council of the Blind. Five votes went, 12 votes Schrouder. Yosemite Gateway Chapter.
8 votes Schrouder.
All right, 0 votes went, 8 Schrouder. That concludes the roll call vote. Is there anybody who still needs to turn in your ballot? All right, then we will proceed to tally the ballots.
Yeah.
Door prize. All right, what nifty and wonderful door prize do we have?
Harry and David, ACB Capital Checker Box. Harry and David Goody Box.
A Harry and David Goody Box. Can Harry and David be trusted with a goodie box? I don't know. All right.
I drew it
We have a name. Do we have a pair of eyes who can read a ticket for us? John Vandervoort, are you here? Are you here? No?
Oh, too bad.
It's the gift box. Let's draw again.
Alice Turner.
Alice Turner. Are you in the back, Alice? Where are you? In the back there.
On my way.
Oh, by the way, speaking of Mr. Vandervoort, if anybody knows where they can find Mr. Vandervoort, let him know that the thing he's looking for is in the possession of Peter Pardini. He'll understand. All right.
Can I have the chapters? Are they still counting the chapter votes?
No, we finished
those. Well, the paper vote, so that 26 for 64.
So the chapter, do you have the chapter count?
Yeah, I mean, I have the individual count.
You have the chapter counts, though.
Yeah, 26 for when?
Those are individual.
Yes. Let me just.
Steve has got him.
Hey, Alexa. Hey, Alexa, play Jeopardy. I think we have a room full of Jeopardy addicts who are going into withdrawal right now because they missed it tonight. Oh, the things we sacrifice for CCB. Do we have a result?
Yes, I do, Frank.
Okay, go ahead.
88 total votes for Wendt, 140 votes for Schroeder.
All right.
39% for Wendt, 61% for Schroeder.
Karen Schroeder, would you like to say a few remarks?
Hi, I'm Karen Schroeder.
Schroeder.
If you think of the sea otter, maybe it'll help.
That's good.
Anyway, thank you very much. I will do my best. And like Jeff says, it'll be a learning curve, but I'm eager to learn.
Great.
Great.
Robert, would you care to make a comment? I didn't mean it that way.
He's not.
All right. Let us move on to our final board position. This person, the person nominated for this position, is Vivian Younger. Do I hear other nominations from the floor? Second, do I hear any nominations from the floor? And now for last call, do I hear nominations from the floor? It's been moved that well, you know, it's been moved. And moved and seconded that nominations be closed and that Vivian Younger be elected by acclamation. All in favor say aye. All opposed say no. Abstentions. Vivian Younger is elected. Vivian, would you like to address the group?
Hey, everybody. Repeat after me. Yahoo!
Yahoo!
Thank you.
There you go. Thanks.
All right. Well, I want to thank everybody who has been serving this organization leadership, everybody who continues to serve, and those of you. I want to thank everybody who has been serving this organization as leaders and those who continue to do so, and those who new folks who are joining the leadership team. Thank you all. And this is a reminder that for both present and incoming board members, that we're going to have a photo session after this meeting, so don't run away. And folks, we're like 20 minutes ahead of schedule tonight. Is that amazing? Or? Is it time for a door prize?
What would you like to?
Not yet. We're not ready yet.
Oh, do you want
to? Do we have a
cash?
Okay. Do a cash prize?
We can do a cash prize.
We're going to do a cash door prize. Ooh. Yeah. Do you feel lucky?
Hey, every prize so far except for one, the person's been in the room.
This is true.
Yeah.
We've been very lucky tonight.
We have $25 from the Capital Chapter plus a bracelet.
Okay. $25 and a nifty bracelet from the Capital Chapter. Nifty bracelet and $25. And Peter's going to pick Peter Pardini, pick a peck of perfect tickets. Joe Smith.
Oh, yeah.
Is Joe Smith here?
Is he in the room?
Yell, Joe. All right.